team. Let's set a goal for the week. It could be something small, like have spend some time with your family, but that's always a good thing to do. That's something I did a lot, too, when I was struggling with my mental health. There was always going to be a daily goal, and it helped pull me out of a rut. So, do you guys have any idea at all?
You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. Tony Inches on the real to real. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation.
This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good.
Meow. We recommend this station.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Matt Ullery weaves multiple global influences into the music of his Loom Sextet, and we'll hear a cinematic piece on the next Deep Threes. Plus tracks from Spring Heel Jack, Adam Bayer,
too far to find the middle ground. Did they raise you so high just to pull you back down? Have you been so lost you could never be found? Cause I've been real, I've been fake. Been a sinner, been a saint. I've been right, I've been so, so wrong. Yeah, I've made my mistakes. I don't know it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate? We both know what it's like to be hurt. Should have been love. Has there ever been a time when you stayed but you should have run? Cause I've been real, I've been fake. Been a sinner, been a saint. I've been right, I've been so, so wrong. Yeah, I made my mistakes. Now I don't know what it's like to be you. You don't know what it's like to be me. What if we're all the same in different kinds of ways? Can you relate? We both know what it's like to be hurt. But I think it's safe to say we're on to better
to be me. But by the grace of God, we'll see each other's heart. Can you relate?
Can you relate? Can you relate? Yes, beloved. That was Kings and Country with their tune, Can You Relate? I could relate to that song. That's why I shared it with you this morning. And good morning to you. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, and our co-host on the Tuesday afternoon show, first and third Tuesdays right here on WGXC. So, Brother Martin, how are you today?
I am well. You know, we both survived a great blackout here in Hudson.
Yes, I woke up this morning and saw that the lights on the stove was blinking, the clock was blinking on the microwave with different times even. So I don't know what happened there, but I said, thank you, Lord, we woke up this morning and we had power. We can just recognize, imagine that there are places where people did not have power when they woke up. And we are blessed and we are grateful. Let the people of God say amen to that. So, beloved, here we are. I think my National Week calendar says that today is World Religion Day. So we just want to say thank you, God, for religion. It helps us learn how to live together and love each other. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for the Savior of the world, Jesus the Christ, who came and died and rose again. And that's why we're here to celebrate him. Bring music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Lift you up. Lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Glory be to God. Yes, beloved, we are here doing what we do with music just for you. I thank God. I try to find songs that think might work for you this week, what you're going through, what you're going into, and certainly they speak to my heart. So we got a lineup for you, 30 minutes, five songs, back to back, and then after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for this week. Right up right now, Father of Glory by Sharon Rochelle. I call you faithful, Donnie McClurkin. The Lord is strong and mighty. Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers, Lord, you're mighty, youthful praise, and mighty man of war, Jimmy D, the psalmist. Listen to these songs, beloved. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here. We got the music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul on this Sunday morn. Here we go, beloved, Father of Glory.
You are my father,
Father of wonderful and powerful and mighty in His power.
Come on, everybody, put those hands together. Let's celebrate the one that lives, the one that is alive.
Lord, you're mighty.
to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. And this is Pastor Kim with opening listening radio, open radio for listening ears. That's what we are. That's what we do. Your support helps us to stay on the air and stay live, stay current, and bring you music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We are listening to What a Mighty God We Serve. Lord, You're mighty. You for praise. Up next is Mighty Man of War with Jimmy D. the Psalmist, and then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary after that. Yahweh, come and do what only you can do. Yes, Lord, only you can. Well, beloved, I am here, and I have a few things that I'd like to share with you. Thinking on this Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, and celebrating that on January 15th, 1929, a king was born, a king among men and women was born, a gift given unto all of us, and we continue to celebrate him. I just wanted to share a couple of trivia facts. Reverend Dr. King's holiday was established into law in 1983 by President Ronald Reagan, a Republican. And I want to share an article that I came across from the Atlanta Associated Press. It was an article in 2014 reflecting on the celebrations that were honoring Dr. King. This particular celebration happened at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, where Dr. King pastored, where one of my alum from Union Seminary is now the pastor, the Reverend Dr. Senator Raphael Warnock. Back in 2014, the governor, then a Republican also, Governor Nathan Deal, said that there are not many states that can boast a native son that merits a national holiday, but as Georgians, we can. And he would work, he said, to work with state legislators to find appropriate ways to honor King at the Georgia Capitol. He talked about the work that he was doing to follow in Dr. King's footsteps and to take action too. He was working on criminal justice reform and drug courts and mental health courts and community-based services to keep nonviolent criminals and young people out of prison. This was in 2014, beloved, almost 10 years ago. And some of those issues are issues that we are still facing today as we are honoring the man and his dream. I came across another article in my files, A Father's Dream, A Son's Mission. And this year, in keeping with Martin Luther King III's mission to keep his father's work alive till it comes into completion, there will be, God willing, and the creek don't rise, a rally, a motorcade and rally in the city of Hudson on tomorrow. Yes, beloved, there will be a motorcade. Cars will be gathering at the North 6th Street and Columbia Street parking lot. There will be a procession of cars led by the mayor of the city of Hudson and our Hudson Police Department. Our County Sheriff's Department will also be giving support. And we're just looking to see a whole lot of cars come out because we still have so much work to do. Martin Luther King III's devotion to his father's dream and his giving of his life on a mission to fulfill it, it draws a parallel to the life of Jesus Christ, who came to fulfill his father's dream, came on a mission to reconcile a broken and divided and fallen humanity back to God. And the sayings of Jesus and the sayings of teachings of Jesus that earned him followers for millenniums now are the sayings and teachings that we hear from Reverend Dr. King, who also earned his devoted followers even to this day because of his sayings and teachings. In April of 1963, Reverend Dr. King began a campaign to desegregate the Deep South in the city of Birmingham, Alabama. And there was intense white opposition to the marches and the demonstrations, so much so that it caught the attention of the nation and the world. It also landed Dr. King in jail. And from that jail, he wrote a letter to the clergy, the white clergy of Birmingham, and to all the clergy and to the churches of that day all around. And it still speaks to the churches of today. And he said, if today's churches do not recapture the sacrificial spirit of the early church, it will lose its authenticity, forfeit the loyalty of millions, and be dismissed as an irrelevant social club with no meaning. Well, this year, the theme for the national holiday is It Begins With Me. And my beloved, I do hear the voice of Jesus calling. I do hear the spirit of Martin Luther King. If we do not recapture the sacrificial spirit of the early church, if we do not recapture the sacrificial spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us and asked us to give our lives to him, if we do not recapture the sacrificial spirit of Martin Luther King and the men and women who served with him, who walked and marched with him, who sacrificed so much that we would have a better and more beloved union. If we cannot recapture the sacrificial spirit of men and women who braved dogs and hoses and batons and were shot at and murdered for human rights and civil rights and voting rights, then we will lose our authenticity as the children of God. For his son made the ultimate sacrifice, and Martin Luther King made the ultimate sacrifice, and so many others made the ultimate sacrifice, whose blood still speaks to us from the Pettus Edmonds Bridge, still speaks to us from the corners of the Deep South, and up north, it still speaks. We are here, beloved, on this Martin Luther King holiday weekend, not by happenstance and not by coincidence. We are here because of the circumstance that we are in today. So, beloved, there's a scripture that says, no greater love has any man than this, than to lay down their life for their friend. What will you sacrifice? What will you sacrifice that we might have a broken, divided, and fallen community coming together again as one, a broken, divided, and fallen nation coming back together as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's life and legacy calls us to it, reminds us of it. The life, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ calls us to it and empowers us for it. God bless you all. This is my spiritual social commentary for today. You want more information? Reach out at overcomingministries12534@gmail.com, and we will make sure you have the information you need to participate in the Hudson Interfaith Council, the Hudson Interfaith Council rally motorcade in honor of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's life and legacy, and to continue the work that he begun. God bless you, everyone. We are back with more music. Yes, we do. For the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do right here at WGXE with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And this song, Lord, this is our prayer. Come through.
Walk back, but you.
Yes, beloved, he will, and he's gonna come through. You know what I have to say to you? Don't quit in the dip. Listen, God willing and saying the same and the creek don't rise, we will be out tomorrow for this motorcade and rally here in Hudson, New York. You can go to Eventbrite, Hudson, New York, MLK Observance, and find out information. You might have to tap the flyer to get all the information, or it might come up depending on your device. We will be, the Lord saying the same, gathering at the Columbia and North 6th Street parking lot for our motorcade, asking people to make signs, put them on your car, and we'll be out there. Have a rally, wonderful speaker, Pastor Iris Waddell from Chatham, New York, will give us the keynote. It begins with me. Yes, beloved. We're going to make some noise. We're going to step up, stand up, speak up for voting rights and federal legislation for the same for all Americans. That's what Dr. King would have us to do. And the God who is the God of the oppressed, the God who is God of justice, will be with us. He will come through. Want to wish a happy birthday to all you January babies. Happy heavenly birthday to Reverend Dr. King. Our prayers, love, go out to the King family and to all of you out there. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Remember never to forget, God loves you and I love you too. I pray a closer walk with you, a closer walk with God. Till we meet or speak again, God bless you. And remember, no matter how dark the sky, how gray the day, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. We got one more song for you as we leave out of here. Let your power fall, Mr. James Fortune. God, that's what we need. We need your power in this hour. Let your power fall. God bless you, beloved.
When your name is called, prove the doubt. You're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you've won again,
that you have won again. Let your power. I had a witness in the night, yeah. Like you have one.